From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an historic visit to Cuba. The White House says President Barack Obama plans to make a two-day visit to Cuba beginning March 21st. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the president will discuss a wide range of issues with Cuban President Fidel Castro, but has no plans to meet with his brother, Fidel Castro. Mr. Obama plans to meet with dissidents and raise human rights issues. Police in Uganda briefly arrested presidential candidate Kizza Besigye after he tried to enter a house he said was being used for rigging the national elections. Ugandans turned out in large numbers to vote, although there were some problems at polling stations. Jill Craig reports.
Polling stations in Uganda were scheduled to open at 7 a.m. Thursday, but some voters waited up to 5 hours before ballot papers arrived. Uganda's Electoral Commission said polling started on time in various parts of the country, but acknowledged late openings in parts of Wakiso and Kampala and stated it regretted the delay. Incumbent President Yoweri Museveni faces competition from 7 other candidates vying for Uganda's top job. Jill Craig, Kampala.
Turkey's prime minister is blaming the Syrian militia, Kurdish militia, the YPG, for Wednesday's deadly bombing in Ankara. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Prime Minister Davutoğlu claims his security forces have uncovered irrefutable evidence the Syrian Kurdish group, the PYD, and its military arm, the YPG, were behind Wednesday's bombing of 2 military buses in the Turkish capital.
Kesin bir şekilde.
He says the YPG attack was carried out with logistical support from PKK militants inside Turkish territory. Turkish security forces claim to have recovered the fingertips of a Syrian national linked to the Syrian Kurdish group from the scene of the bombing. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
This is VOA News.